Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 138 today, verses 1 through 5. Psalm 138, verses 1 through 5. David says, I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. On the day I called, you answered me. My strength of soul you increased. All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth, and they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. For great is the Lord of the glory of the Lord. Now, I don't know if you notice what David praises God for in these verses. Not only his steadfast love, but also that he has exalted above all things his name and his word. Look again at verse 2. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and for your faithfulness, for you have exalted above all things your name and your word. Then you jump over to verse 4. All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth, and they shall sing the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. That's what we're going to look at today and get our challenge from this one section of Scripture. Definitely God should be praised for his steadfast love. But he also needs to be praised for his name, that's who he is, and for his word and what he has said. You know, the Bible says very clearly that one day, everyone, including kings of the earth, as we just read, will sing the truth of God's word. They will bow down and give glory to Jesus, because the word of God has been pointing to Jesus from the beginning to the end. And every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess to the glory of God that Jesus is Lord. Let me read that verse to you instead of just quote it to you. Let me read it to you in Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. It says this, therefore God has highly exalted him, this is Jesus, and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. At one day, everyone is going to acknowledge that God's word is true, that everything he has said has come to pass, and it is believable. Unfortunately, right now, many people reject the word of God and don't want to hear the word of God, and they don't want to listen to the word of God, but one day, everyone will acknowledge it as true. Actually, Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 24, verse 35 said this, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And Isaiah 55, listen to verses 10 and 11. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Folks, I don't know if you caught this yet or not, but today's challenge is pretty simple. God is to be worshiped and praised for who he is, his name, and for his word. And one of the best ways we do this is we spend time daily in his word, not just reading it and patting ourselves on the back and say, well, I did a little time where I read the Bible. But the Bible says we're to store it up in our heart, treasure it. We're to meditate on it. We're to allow it to ruminate, if you will, in our minds. And one of the things that gives evidence that the word of God is true is the fact that God tells us in the word of God what's going to happen before it does, so that when it does come to pass, we will already know that God already said it would, and that makes his word even more believable. Listen to Isaiah 46, verses 9 through 11. God says, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times things not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand and I'll accomplish all my purpose. Calling a bird of prey from the east and man of counsel from far country, I have spoken and I will bring it to pass. I have purposed and I will do it. How God gets glory is he tells us ahead of time what's going to happen, and then it does, and then we say, well, the only one that knew it was God because he said it beforehand, and he is to be praised for his name and his word. Worship him today for who he is, and worship him for his word by spending time studying it, and then believing it, and then acting on it. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.